Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And so excited to welcome, as we do monthly here on the program, Miss Claire Lopez. She is a former CIA and national security expert. And my co-host in this segment, the president of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Welcome. Good to have you all with me.
Thanks,
hey,
Pastor Greg. Good to be with you and Rick.
As always, yeah. It's a long time no talk, Claire.
Guys are hilarious. Well, they were just in a conference call together. You know, one of those very. It's very important.
It's a long time since we've been on your show together.
Well, this is at least a month or more. It's more than a month. Yeah, because I was traveling last time. That's right. Well, listen, so let's get caught up. There's a lot going on around the world right now, Claire. You've written quite a bit about the ISK and who they are and how they're aligned. You have obviously, we've got issues with CCP. We still have to kind of keep our eye on what's happening with Russia. We have to keep our eye on Iran, and we have got, you know, Pokem China Joe that is just kind of completely out to lunch, and Harris coming on this morning to remind us how evil the Europeans were that came over here to America with Columbus, and did no good. I have good friends in the Navajo tribe that would argue vehemently with that statement. But hey, you know, when you're spreading propaganda, Claire, let's unwrap the Biden foreign policy as it sits. How would you describe it? And then maybe we can unpack some of the stuff that he's done.
Well, the first premise that I would talk about is that we have to understand that the people in this administration, many of whom are retreads from the Obama administration, come to office with a worldview that says America is a force for ill in the world. That is their basic premise, their Weltanschauung, if you will. And from that flows all of the policy that we're seeing unfold. If you think, if you sincerely think, well, however sincerely it may be, that America is a force for ill in the world, then everything that they're doing to take down America, destroy our system of law and order, destroy the Constitution, diminish our stature, power, and influence in the world, makes sense. And then integrate us as just one of 194 countries in the world and part of the globalist whole. So that's the first premise, to understand that this is their mindset. They want to take America down. They want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. They want Iran to be able to threaten our foremost ally, and the only democratic representative government in the Middle East, Israel, et cetera, et cetera. The second thing that I've been sounding, a theme that I've been sounding in various videos and talks, I've been talking all over the country, what is going on in Afghanistan. Of course, you know, the withdrawal, the flight from the battlefield was horrific, leaving so many Americans behind. Our allies who fought with us and those who got on the planes were not at all necessarily all of our friends and those who had worked with us, much less vetted in any serious sense of the term. But what I see gathering in Afghanistan is what concerns me, and also the fact that I do not see any of our senior national security leadership talking about it, not Secretary of State Blinken, not Secretary of Defense Austin, not National Security Advisor Sullivan, not any of them speaking about this, and it is this, that right now what I'm seeing in Afghanistan gathering are the self-same forces that gathered there pre-9/11. That is to say, Iran, and yes, I know that the Iranian regime's relationship with the Taliban is a bit murky and not always straightforward, but Iran, Hezbollah, which has been in Afghanistan and training the Taliban since pre-9/11, and it's still there, and it's still training the Taliban. People don't know that, or at least they should, but they don't. Al-Qaeda, of course, which never, ever was completely ousted or routed from Afghanistan, although many fled after the U.S. NATO invasion following 9/11. But the forces went in different directions, to Pakistan, to Quetta, especially to the mountains in between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And, of course, the majority, the largest Shura Council of bin Laden family fighters and friends, went to Iran for about 9 years. So, Taliban, obviously, in charge of Afghanistan now, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Iran, a new player, Islamic State. You referred to it, Pastor Greg, there, ISK. That stands for Islamic State Khorasan, or Islamic State Khorasan Province. We can talk some more about what it is, but just in short, all of these actors I've just named, whether they be Shiite or Sunni, are absolutely joined at the hip. At the Islamic doctrinal level, they are gathering to spread jihad and Islamic rule again. We can talk about what they're already doing in neighboring countries and elsewhere, targets of their jihad. But that is what I see gathering, and that is what I see all too little attention being paid to at our national security level.
Claire, you said something very important at the beginning of this, and I don't want it to get lost in all the details of what's happening around the world. And what you said is that our American government switched sides, that the American government is, we sit there and we're confused because things don't make sense because we're looking at them through the wrong lens. We're looking at it through the lens that where we have traditionally been versus the lens that the world is viewed through by our, let's put in quotes, leaders. That's so fundamental to understanding what's going on in the world. Can you just elaborate for 2 seconds places that you see that's occurred?
Yeah, I mean, domestically and abroad. And what I said is that our current leadership in this administration see America and everything that we stand for as a force for ill in the world. And so domestically, they try to take us down. That is, destroy our energy independence, wreck the economy, open the southern border wide open to a flood of illegal migrants from anywhere in the world. And believe me, they're coming from all over the world, and they don't care. That's what they want to happen. They're trying to dilute the American population that is still citizen patriots. They want to dilute that. So that's happening domestically to wreck the country. I mean, literally to wreck the country. This is Marxist. This is communist at its roots. But a hatred for America, and that's what we saw with the Vice President Kamala Harris yesterday in that speech, that awful speech condemning our foundational pioneers, patriots, you know, those who built this country. But then secondly, abroad, what this administration is doing to tear down the country is to relinquish all of our power and influence wherever it may have been before. Afghanistan is the, you know, standout example right now, of course, and so obvious, but elsewhere too, it is to diminish you know, America as a force in the world of any kind of influence, kowtow to China, and all of the rogue actors, others in the world, including Iran, crawling on hands and knees to beg them, pretty please let us back into the misbegotten JCPOA, Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action nuclear force. And make no mistake, that is about an absolute desire that Iran deploys nuclear weapons. They want Iran to go nuclear, because in that case, if they are to, were to do that, I don't think Israel will let them, but were they to achieve that, they would threaten all of the neighbors,
right,
the Sunni neighbors, more numerous, more fractious, and primarily would threaten Israel with annihilation. That's what this administration wants to happen. You have to understand, like you said, Rick, turn things around and understand everything is upside down. But this is what they want. And I'm sorry, that wasn't 2 seconds. But
No, that was great. Well, and another piece to this, because, you know, you try to bring it to the kitchen table. You have a government here in the United States that is saying, we just want to let you know, don't be surprised if the grocery store shelves start showing up empty. Look for shortages. Expect there to be shortages of the things you're used to finding, like bread and milk and different food groups and gasoline and electricity. They're prepping us for rolling blackouts. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the vision of Obama, to turn America into a third world country. And so while they are on a foreign level, Claire, supporting our enemies, they are bringing in, I mean, Islamic cells are alive and well right here in the midst of us. It's interesting. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. CARE has been kind of quiet, you know, in the midst of all of these things. Not a lot of statements coming out from them, although we know that they have direct relationship with Islamic terrorism.
Well, not really. CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood are not terrorists. They don't engage in terrorism against America, the United States. They don't. What they do engage in, however, I think is far more dangerous, far more threatening to our republic, and that's subversion. We're not good at discerning subversion. We don't get it. We're not sophisticated. We know how to take, you know, clubs and sledgehammers and pound things. We know how to do that and fight actual real terrorism, which is defined as violence or threat of violence against noncombatants. That's not what CARE and the Brotherhood do. They are subversive who deploy influence operations, information operations. They co-opt our national security leadership and organizations and agencies. That's what they do. And yeah, there have been statements coming out, maybe not so many recently, but if you you follow their website, their Facebook, their social media pages, and all of that. They're in the mix there. So they are allied, of course, explicitly so, with the Black Lives Matter movement, and have been since the open statement by Executive Director of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, by the way, the Hamas branch in the United States, by the Executive Director, Nihad Awad, at a December 2015 conference of MAF ICNA, Muslim American Society, ICNA, Islamic Circle of North America, Brotherhood Front Group in Chicago, when he explicitly aligned the Muslim Brotherhood openly in front of cameras and mics with the Black Lives Matter movement. So that continues, albeit perhaps at a, less strident level at the moment.
I respect what you're saying, but I know that there are those that do, in fact, believe that the Muslim Brotherhood should have been designated as a terrorist organization, predicated on...
How do you put somebody on a terrorist organization list that's never committed an act of terrorism? I mean, that's illogical. It doesn't make sense. Why, and that's probably why they're not on the list. You can't put them on a list to which they do not belong and have not. They don't commit terrorism against the United States or Americans. They simply don't. Never have. You can't put them on the list. But because we are so blindly, myopically focused on terrorism, global war, and terrorism, we have never addressed the actual threat. Which, yes, there is violence. There is terrorism. But the real threat that threatens the republic is internal. It's sophisticated. It's subterfuge. It's subversion. It's co-opting our national security agencies like the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, which are in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's the same type of warfare that's being employed by the CCP. Who also has declared war against us. What I'm suggesting is that you can have war and these things can be considered terrorism when you
cannot, because terrorism is violence. The definition of terrorism is violence.
No, the definition of terrorism is intimidation and creating fear.
No.
That is terror.
No.
The purpose of terror is to create fear. Claire, I would argue with you. I don't think so.
No.
We'll be back with more. It's good to have these conversations right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right. Here's the problem. The problem in part of this and what you're fighting against is how terrorism has been watered down. That's what, am I right? Isn't that a concern that you have, that just calling them a terrorist organization does not elevate this to the level of the danger that they pose? And you were just mentioning it, that CARE, the CCP, these organizations. Look, I was a Cold War intelligence guy. I get it. Okay? I understand what the danger of what they have done relative to coming in and changing language and changing terms, and how they literally, like Rick pointed out in the green room there, you, Rick, and I, so far as this government is concerned, by the things we're even talking about right now, we are domestic terrorists in their book, because we're not buying their nonsense. That's what they call us. That's what they refer to us as.
I don't care. I don't speak their language. I don't acknowledge their language.
I
speak only my own language.
Okay. I respect that. I believe me, I respect that. And I would push back against them labeling any one of us as that. The concern here for you is what? CARE is doing what that is it that is, and CCP as well, that is so dangerous, and how would you instruct folks to identify it and then to take action against it?
Well, it's the topic for a whole other radio show, I think. But the first thing is to understand how they operate, to understand that they are not committing terrorism. They're committing subversion, information operations, and that they are
civilization
infiltrating
jihad.
All of our institutions.
Right.
That's what that, yeah, on the Islamic side, and then on the CCP side, they are using
disinformation
relationships out of their diplomatic missions, mm-hmm. the United Front Works Department, to co-opt our news agencies, to co-opt Wall Street, to co-opt our industry, our business, and our government at every level. That's something that has to be talked about and understood. That's not terrorism. That is infiltration, information operations, co-option.
They're acts of war. Are they not acts of war against our nation?
No, see, that's the point.
Okay.
They know how, like Sun Tzu in Art of War mm-hmm. recommended, to push the enemy, that would be us.
Right.
In ways that are short of warfare, short of...
Short of our concept. Short of our concept. Short of actual physical conflict, which is our concept of war.
But they're destroying us nonetheless from within.
But they're doing technological warfare. They're doing food warfare. As I mentioned, the shortage of supplies. They're doing communications warfare. I mean, there's a variety of things that they are engaged in attacking our country, including moving us further and further and further and further away from our Christian heritage.
They're doing all of that, and it's all listed in Unrestricted Warfare, the 1998 master thesis by two Chinese PLA People's Liberation Army colonels.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.